ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yehuda Schoenfeld. Maseches Harayos is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Rabinowitz. Le'iloi Nishmas, Yisachar Aryeh ben Rafael Elchanan.
Harayos Daf Hei. The Mishnah on Daf Dalet Amud Beis on the bottom starts off with a three-way machlekes tanoim. How many karbanos the tzibur brings when they do a chet, or when they do avodah zarah? Shitas Rav Meir is, you always bring one karban, one par. Whether the entire Klai Yisrael did it, whether Zayin Shvatim, you always bring only one par. Like Rashi explains, because the Meir holds Bezdin Mevi'in Veloy Tzibar. So Bezdin only had one psak, that was Gerim, the entire Klai Yisrael to be over that Vira. So they bring one carbon, because one carbon for this psak. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, you always bring Yud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda first says, when Yud Beis do the Avera, Yud Beis Shvatim do the Avera, you bring Yud Beis. And then in the second case of the Mishnah, he says, even when Zayin does the Avera, you also bring Yud Beis, because there's a Din Greira that everyone brings a Yedei Achoyten. And the Gemara explains that on Daf Hem and Beis, even if one Shevet does the Avera, he's Goyer all the Shvatim that every Shevet has to bring, and altogether they bring 12 Parim. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, because he holds Tzibur Mevi'in, and he holds every Tzibur, every Shevet is considered a Kal B'fnei Atzmai, so you have to bring Yud Beis. And Rabbi Shimon also holds along the lines of Rabbi Yehuda that Tzibur Mevi'in and Kol Sheva V'Sheva Ikri Kal. So he holds also, you bring Yud Beis Karparim for the Yud Beis Shvatim, but he's Maisif, you also bring a Par for Bezdin. So if Yud Beis Shvatim do the Avera, you bring Yud Gimel, Yud Beis for the Shvatim, and the 13th one is for Bezdin. However, if Shimon argues on the Din Greira of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda held as a Din Greira that even if one Shevet does the Avera, he's Geir all other Shvatim to also have to bring a Karban. If Shimon holds only the Shvatim that do the Avera have to bring a Karban, not the Shvatim that weren't Chayte. So in the ratio where Yud Beis Shvatim did it, you have to bring a Gimel, because everyone Shevet did it. Hashenkein, in the next case where Zayin Shvatim did the Chet, they only have to bring 8 Zayin for the Zayin Shvatim, and the 8th one for Bezdin. But you don't say Greira to be Mechayev the other ones. And then we'll see the Gemara Daf Hamad Beis, what the din is according to Reb Shimon, when they do, only one Shevet did the Avera. Now, regarding Reb Meir Shita, Reb Meir, we said, he holds, you bring one. Whether if Yud Beis Shvatim do it, or Zayin, you always bring one carbon, because it's totally in Bezdin, Bezdin, Mevi'in, V'Lei Tzibar. Now Rashi, on the top of Daf Hamad Beis, Daf Hamad Aleph, Rashi de Bermasel Hayru Bezdin, when the Mishnah says, Hayru Bezdin v'asu Shiva Shvatim, Oyrubai, so Rashi, Shiva Shvatim, we understand, Oyrubai, Rashi says, it has to be Roiv shall call Sheva v'Sheva, the Shiva Shvatim, okay, going to have Rubai shall Yisrael. If you have all Zayin Shvatim, so then usually it's Roiv of Klai Yisrael, but if you have Roiv of all the Zayin Shvatim, each Shevet had Roiv, Lav Dafka, does that end up being Reiv of Klai Yisrael? You could have 51% of 7 Shvatim, doesn't equal more than 50% of Klai Yisrael. So that's why Rashi says it has to be Kegoyin Davi Ruben Shal Yisrael. So in other words, Rashi is telling us that Shitas of Meir, even though he doesn't say anything, but you have to have Trei Rubi, you have to have Reiv Minyan HaShvatim, you have to have Al-Koponim Zayin Shvatim, which is Reiv out of 12 Shvatim, you have to have Reiv Shvatim, and also you have to have Reiv Klal Yisrael. It's not enough with just Reiv Shvatim, you have to also have that the amount of Chaitim are Reiv of the people of Klal Yisrael. And the Achrenim explain, the Magen Gevurim and other Achrenim, they say that Rashi said this because in the Braisa, in the Gemara, all the way at the end of the narrow lines, the Braisa brings down Reb Meir Shita, and then it says, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer Mishmai, Reb Shimon ben Elazar said over Reb Meir Shita different, and he says, Chatu Shisha Shvatim Heim Rubei Shal Kal, Oy Zayin Afal Pishayne Rubei Shal Kal, Mevi'in Par. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, B'Shem Reb Meir, you don't need both Reivs, it's either one. Either Shisha Shvatim and Reiv Klal Yisrael, which is Reiv Klal Yisrael, not Reiv Shvatim, or Shiva Shvatim, which is Reiv Shvatim, Afal Pishayne Rubei Shal Kal. So Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds in Shita Reb Meir that it's enough with one Reiv. So the Stam Reb Meir, which is our Mishnah, which doesn't mention Reb Shimon ben Elazar, our Mishnah holds this like Stam Reb Meir, they have to have two Reiv, they have to have Reiv Shvatim and Reiv Klal Yisrael. This is the Pashtus. And that's what Rashi says. Now L'chayra, we have to understand, in Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, it makes sense that there's a Din Shvatim, because we know, that's Pashat. Each Shevet is Ikri Kal, and each Shevet brings their own par, so we have to, it makes a difference how many Shvatim did the Chet, because like Reb Shimon, only the Chaitim did it, so that's what Sheva brings it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, after the din greater, there's no din, but before the din greater, we also, the ikar chaitim is tali on each shevet, because each shevet brings a karbon. So that's good in Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. But in Shitas of Meir, where he holds, bezdin mevi'in v'loy tzibar, and you only bring one par. Why is there a din shevet b'chlau? It shouldn't be tali in shvatim b'chlau. The pasuk says, which means then gans klai sol, the entire klai sol did a chet, and who adin roiv, because roiv of klai sol is kikuloi. So why in the world should the minyan shvatim play a role over here? All that should be telling Remeir is in the minyan of Yisrael. What's chat in Rashi over here that is saying that Remeir holds, they have to have, besides roiv minyan shvatim, minyan klai sol, you also have to have roiv shvatim. And this is the chayram of war in the, and Rav Shimon ben Elazar himself in the Gemara, because Rav Shimon ben Elazar himself says that you don't have to have Rav Klal Yisrael, it's enough with Shiva Shvatim, Ava Bishenem Ruben Shalkal. So you see, that's for sure, there's such a musig, that even in Chita Sumeir, there's an afgemino of Shvatim. And it's not Lav Dafka Tali in Klal Yisrael. Now why should it be Tali in Shvatim according to Remeir? So the Karenaira, he's Ma'ir the Shaila, and he says, we have to say, it's Misvara the Gemara saying it. It's not like in Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda that there it's a vada tolin shvatim because each cow brings their own carbon. It's a svara. What's considered Klal Yisrael did it? So just like we know Reiv of Klal Yisrael has a chashivas, and that's like Gans Klal Yisrael. Reiv shvatim also has a chashivas tit. Reiv shvatim, this Yud Be shvatim Klal Yisrael, that's what Klal Yisrael is made up of. So Reiv of the shvatim already has the shame of Reiv Klal Yisrael. According to Remeir in our Mishnah, that you have to have both Reivs, Reiv Klal Yisrael and Reiv Shvatim, it's because he holds that the only way to really be considered Klal Yisrael is when you, besides for the Reiv minion of Klal Yisrael, the people, you also have to have the Reiv Shvatim. That's Misvara. That gives a chashivas of we have Reiv Klal Yisrael, which is considered the whole Klal Yisrael. And Reb Shimon ben Elazar in the Gemara, he holds that Reiv Shvatim has a chashivas that by itself it could already be considered Reiv. But we have to say it's Misvara Ma'alma. As I zakta Karnera. Now it's kedai to point out that even though we're saying Rashi in the Mishnah says Lahedya that in Remeir you need to have two Reivs, the Rav, and really it comes from the Pirush Mishnayis, but it's not so clear over there, the Rav is Mefurish, that they learn in Remeir that you don't have to have Reiv Klal Yisrael, and they teach the Mishnah like this. This in the middle case of the Mishnah where the Mishnah says Hayru Bezdin V'asu Zayin Shvatim Ayruban, they teach it to mean Zayin Shvatim, that Zayin did it when it is a mi'at of Klal Yisrael. Oy Ruban means Reiv of Klal Yisrael when there's a mi'at of Shvatim. Rashi teaches the word Oy Ruban means Oy Ruban of the Zayin Shvatim. So you always have to have Zayin Shvatim, and Oy Ruban of them also, and Rashi spoke out, if you have Reiv Klal Yisrael. They're teaching Gufo that Oy Ruban means Reiv Klal Yisrael without the minyan Shvatim, and the Reisha, the first words that said Vasa Zayin Shvatim means Zayin Shvatim that were a mi'at of Klal Yisrael. So this is Gufo, they're learning into the Mishnah of Shimon ben Elazar's din that either one of the Reivs is enough. They apparently weren't bothered by the Bryce and the Gemara is Mashman that it's only Reb Shimon ben Elazar, not the Stam Remeir. They held they could learn the Mishnah also that we're going like the Shitas of Shimon ben Elazar. Now, we're saying over here there's a din of minyan shvatim. We have to deal with the minyan shvatim. Now, it's because I had to say over the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah kuf chaf, or it's gimel, he says that the Gemara earlier on Daf Gimel says, Omer ef asi, ubahira halach achar roiv yoshve eretz Yisrael. The Gabi, the minyan of Klal Yisrael, to find out what the roiv minyan of Klal Yisrael is, then the Gemara says, we go back to Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. Only the people in Eretz Yisrael are totally in this minyan. We have to have Reiv of the Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. People in Chutz La'aretz aren't counted in this minyan, Bechlal. Zag the Karnayra, by Shvatim is, I'm sorry, Zag the Minchas Chinuch, the minyan HaShvatim is different. Minyan HaShvatim, there, Klal Yisrael is made up of Yud Be Shvatim, that's the essence of Klal Yisrael, Yud Be Shvatim. So even, for example, if you only have five Shvatim living in Eretz Yisrael, and the other Shvatim are all in Chutz La'aretz, it's not enough to have three of the Shvatim that did the Avera, which is the Reiv of the Minyan HaShvatim that are in Eretz Yisrael. Reiv Shvatim has to have the Chashivas of Zayin Shvatim, which is Reiv of the Minyan HaShvatim. The Minchas Chinuch says this Misvara, Ayin Sham. Now, we mentioned that Remeir Shita is, that you bring one par, because he holds Bezin Mevi'in V'loy Tzibar. Like Rashi says in the first of Yamaskal in the Mishnah, Now we have to know, the Gemara earlier in Daf Gimel and Beis brought a machlokes, who pays for the par, Helam Davar Shel Tzibur? When the Tzibur brings a par, who pays for it? The Gemara brought a machlokes, if it's either from the Trumas HaLishcha, or Bezdin goes around and they collect from the Tzibur. The Tzibur pays for it. Now, that's all in the Mount Omer, Tzibur Mevi'in. What's Lashitas and Meir in our Mishnah that holds Bezdin Mevi'in? Do we have the same machlokes if the Tzibur pays, or the Trumas HaLishcha? Well, over here, it's Pasha Bezdin pays. And the Tiferes Yisrael Mishnah is over here. And this is also, the Chazanish writes this Agav in Simon Yudalid, Oistes. They say that Bezdin's Mevi'in, they're the Balak Karbon, Bezdin pays for it. That Gemara and Daf Gimel and Beis is only in the Machle, only according to the Mount Omar Tzibur Mevi'in. And there's a riot to this from the Gemara and Daf Vav, like when we'll Mitzvah Shem get to, the Gemara and Daf Vav says, when according to the Mandam of Bezdin Mevi'in, it's called a carbon ashutvin, not a carbon tzibur. It's a carbon ashutvin because it's Bezdin's carbon. That's mashma, that they're the ones who paid for it. That's the chayr, that's mashma. However, if you look in the Me'iri here, the Me'iri says a lashon, that's mashma that the tzibur pays for it. Even in Rameya that holds Bezdin Mevi'in. Because the Me'iri's lashon is, he sticks in agav, shemevi'in kol ashvatim par. He says in Rameya shita, shemevi'in kol ashvatim par. That's mashma that the shvatim pay for it. Now, we could be masber this alpi, or many achrayim say that chazanish that we mentioned previously in Simon Yudalidai's test also says this yisoid. They say that even according to the man Amar Bezdin Mevi'in, that just means that the ikur karbon is Bezdin's karbon. But the man Amar Bezdin Mevi'in also agrees that the tzibur has a certain amount of kapara to it. They don't have the same kapara as Bezdin, but there is a certain kapara that the tzibur also needs. So it could be that the Me'iri holds that because the tzibur is getting a kapara also, and not only Bezdin, they also have to be mishtatev, they also have to pay. And they also have to bring the par. Just the ikar mevi'in are the Bezdin, not the tzibur. They have the ikar kapara, so they're the ikar mevi'in a carbon. And that's why the Gemara Davav calls it a carbon shutvin of Bezdin, not of Gans Klal Yisrael, because they're the ikar shem carbon is all Bezdin. Even though they weren't the only ones who paid for it, the Tzibur paid for it, but since they're the Ikka Neskaprim, the Itzikur Kaparis for them, that gives them the Shem Ikka Karbon, and still, everyone has to chip in, everyone has to take part and pay for it, because Lamaisa, everyone is getting a Kapara. Tzarechin, we have to be Ma'ayin in this Shaila. In the Me'iri, if Yitaka means that the Shvatim pay for it. Now, moving on to the Gemara. The Gemara starts off with a brisa. Tanu Rabbanan, Yadu Shehayru V'Tau Mahayru. Yachol Yiu Chayovin Talmidloi Ma V'Noida Chatos V'Loi Sheyodu Hachoitin. Now Rashi explains this Gemara. K'loi Ma Hayru Bezdin Shechelev Mutter V'Pitul Miksas V'Asu Kalapian. Bezdin gave a psak with all the halachos Had B'Chayev Carbon Helm Dover and. Also, Kal Alpian and Kleislo, Rav Kleislo did that very well, so you're chayev a paralim dover. But at the same time, Gans Kleislo also were over an eitam. And then, so we have two reasons to be chayev a carbon. We have the chaylev is mechayev a paralim dover, and then the dam is mechayev everyone who ate a carbon yachid, a kisbeis ira. And then, Bezdin forgot which avera they paskin on and were matter. Was it the par of the chaylev or the dam? So we know for sure that there's a chi of par, and we know for sure there's a chi of carbon yachid. They just don't remember which one is for which. Which avera is mechayev the par, and which avera is chayev the carbon yachid. So you would think, yachol yu chayavim, tamalim v'nei da chatos, you have to know the chatos, you have to know which avera it was, v'loi shu yoidu achoytin means, not, it's not enough to know that there was for sure a chaytin here. It's not enough to know for sure there was a avera, you have to know the chatos, you have to know which avera it was. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. The Rambam in Perek Yud Dalid, Mehilcha Shkagos, Halacha Dalid, he learns this braisa differently. He says over there that the din is that Bezdin has to remember the psak from themselves. And it's not enough if the tzibur reminds them about the psak they gave them. He's learning, like the Lecha Mishnah and the Mari Kurkas over there in Masber, that he's learning, V'noida Achatos, V'loisha Yoidu Achoyten means, V'noida. It has to be known to Bezdin, Veloisha Yoidu Achoyten, and not that the Choyten reminded them. If the Choyten reminded Bezdin, that's not enough. The Bezdin has to know Mitzah themselves. And this, the Lecha Mishnah says, is more Medik in the Gemara, because Veloisha Yoidu Achoyten is Mashma, that the Chaitin know themselves. Not like Rashi saying, Chaitin means we know there were people that did Aviros. Yerda Chaitin's mashmah, they know which Avira they did. So that's how the Rambam learns. And this is a tremendous nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos, between Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, we don't see this din that if someone reminds Bezdin, they don't bring a karbon. All Rashi says is they have to know which Aver it was from, and it's not enough to know that there were Chaitin. They have to know which specific Aver it was for. If other people remind Bezdin, that's fine. They know, Lamaisa today they know. They were reminded, and now they know that they gave a psak, let's say on Chaylev, so that's a good idea. Mashenke, and according to the Rambam, that's good for the Afus here, that they have to remember mitzad themselves, and it's not enough if other people remind them. So the Chamishnah over there asks that L'chayra L'fi the Rambam Mitzvah the Hemshech of the Gemara, because the Gemara in the beginning of the Y lines says that this Braisa of Enoid Achatos Lo Sheyirdu Achoitim is L'chayra D'loike Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua have a machlekes if someone for sure ate Chelev or Noiser. There were two pieces in front of him, he ate Chelev or Noiser, and we're not sure which one he ate. So Rabbi Eliezer holds we say Mimanushach. He for sure ate something that's mechayev and mechatos, so he has to bring a chatos. And Rabbi Yeshua says, there's a din, you have to know which chet you did. So Zakti Gemara, Mechayra, our din of the Braisa, that v'noida chatos v'lo sheyirdu achoitin, is totally in this machloikas. Now according to Rashi, it's ma'amish hainuach. Both Braisas are discussing the din, if we know for sure there was Avera done, and we don't know which Avera, we don't know what the Avera was. In our cases, we're not sure which one was Ayidei Bezdin and which one was Ayidei Stam Shikigas Maisa. And the Braisa later is you're not sure if you ate Chelev or Dam or a Neisser. But both are talking about the for sure did a Chelev, we're not sure which one. And the Belezer Shita is that Meman of Shach, that you for sure Mechayev is enough of a Yediyah to be Mechayev you. So it's Vamish, it's very good, the Gemara is saying, Delik your Belezer. But according to the Rambam, there's two different dinim that don't have any Shechas to each other. Our Bryce is talking about the din that Bezdin has to know mitzvah themselves, and it's not enough if the tzibur reminds Bezdin. And the Bryce over here is talking about that you don't know, and no one reminded anyone. If other people would remind you, it's pasha that would work. Oyhoida I love says, and you have the idea. The Bryce is just saying that is it called the idea bechlau? But when we know for sure there was an avir, we don't know which one. So how can the Gemara shtal that suit to our Bryce? Lacha Mishnah says we have to be matzik according to the Rambam, that really there's two nidoinim which we could handle in the case of Rebbe Lezer. Number one, is Mamanavshach considered a yediyah to tell you that you're for sure mechayev v'chatos? And number two, what the din is if someone else tells you, is that considered like you know? So Enechanami, the guy by the second din, was saying over here in Rebbe Lezer's case, it's pashe that if someone else tells you, that's enough of a yediyah. But why is it considered that you know? It's because we're saying Meman of Shach, that the Meman of Shach is considered like you know. Even though you don't know if it was Chelev or Neisser, Meman of Shach is considered a Yediyah that you know which Chet it was. Because there's a din you have to know which Chet it is, and the Meman of Shach is considered you know. So the same thing in our Machlekes, in our din of Abraisov, Noida Chatos, Lush Yoda Choytin, there also there's a din over there that Bezdin has to know, and it's not enough of other people to remind them. So we should have the same type of Meman of Shach mitzad Bezdin, that Bezdin has a Meman of Shach. In other words, even though there's an extra din, that Bezdin has to know mitzad themselves and other people can't remind them, but if in Rebbe Lezer's case, a Meman of Shach is considered a Yediyah, that you did a Chet, and we know which Chet it was, because the Meman of Shach tells you, you know for sure it might be Chelev, it might be Noiser, that's enough of a Yediyah to be either Chelev or Noiser, to be Mechayev Yechatos. So for us, the Meman of Shach should be that Bezdin knows mitzad themselves, because they have a Meman of Shach. So even though they're not the exact same dinim, but the idea is that we have a Maman of Shach in a Belazer's case, we should use that same type of Maman of Shach to help us in our Braisa so that it's considered Bezdin knows mitzad themselves, and it's not considered that the Tiber is being Madiyah them. And to this, the Gemara answer is that there's a chilek. Over here we have a pasuk of Enoid Achatos, Ashachatu Aleha, Mashenkein. Over there, it doesn't say Ba, because we need Ba, Prat Lemisasik. And now let's move on further in the Braisa to see the sugya of Gerira. And Rashi over here in Divrei Maskil Chatu Shnei Shvatim Mevi'in Beis Parim, where the Gemara said in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that if two Shvatim do the Chet, they bring two Parim. And if Zayin Shvatim, they bring Zayin. And the Gemara says, So Rashi asks a shaylo, why does the Braisa say chadu shnei shvatim? Look, Rashi, who had in the chadu shevet echad shemevi par echad? Who had in, according to Rabbi Huda, if shevet echad does the chet, they also bring par echad. So why the Braisa say shnei shvatim? So Rashi, v'hokamash mlon, the shnei shvatim lo sagilu bepar echad. It's telling you extra chiddush that if two shvatim do the chet, and they each have to bring their own par, we bring two parim. And we don't say it's sagilu be'echot. So the Mashovir asks that we're going in Shitas Rabbi Huda. And Rabbi Huda Shita is, there's a din greiro, that the people, the shvatim that weren't chaytei, are mevi'in al yidei achoyten. Everyone brings. So what does Rashi mean? We would have had a havim, you know, that if two shvatim do a chet, it's sagilu be'chad. So, like the Mashal, the Gemara Namad Beis says that even if one chet, one shevet does a chet, we say greiro, we're mechayiv, all your Beis Shvatim to bring a par. So what do you mean if one Sheva, if two Shvatim do it, you would think you bring one par? Well, there's a thing greater, and even by one Sheva, all your Beis bring a par. So Kol Shekein, when two all your Beis bring a par. Well, why does it have to tell you a Chiddush over here that when two Shvatim do it, it's not enough with one? There's never a thing to bring one par according to Rabbi Yehuda. And so I fracked my Shom. Now Ayin Shom, he says that we have to be Oikim Rashi in a case where there's no thing greater. Like the Mishnah says, if Shevet Echad Asa Api Hayraz Bez Dinoi, they didn't do the Chet Api the Lishkas Gazis, the Bezdin Agadol, they did it Api their Bezdin, that Shevet's Bezdin, then Rabbi Huda holds you Mechuyev, but there's no Din Greiro. So if Rashi's talking about in such a case, there they would Taka be Havim, you know, if two Shvatim did a Chet, they could bring one Par, because there's no Din Greiro. But in a case where it was Api the Bezdin Agadol, where there's a Din Greiro, there's no such Havim, you know, anyway, in all cases, we always bring Yud Beis Parim. As always, Dr. Mashal. If you look at the Rishash over here on the Sugya, he wants to say a different teretz to Rashi's Kasha. He wants to say a big Chiddush that even though, according to Rabbi Huda, the Gemara on Amid Beis says that even if Shevet Echad does that Veiro, we say Greiro, he wants to be Mechalik between when Zayin Shvatim do the Chet or when one Shevet does the Chet. If Zayin Shvatim does the Chet, there he says the Din Greiro is Mechayiv Kol Shevet V'Shevet to bring a par. In other words, if Zayin Shvatim do the Chet, we say Greiro and all 12 Shvatim have to bring a par, a total of 12 parim. Mashen Kain, if one Shevet does a par, where you're missing in the Roiv Minyan HaShvatim, so even though the Gemara says there is a Din Greiro, but there the Din Greiro works different. There the Greiro is Mechayiv all the Shvatim together to bring one par. So besides for the Shevet that did the Chet, we say Greiro on all other Shvatim to bring one par. So one Shevet does the Chet, we bring two parim, one for them and one for Greiro for the rest of Klai Yisrael. If two Shvatim do the Chet, we'll bring three parim, two for each Shevet that did the Chet, and then one for Greiro to be Mechayiv all the other ones to bring a par together. So only by Zayin is the Din Greiro on all your Beis Shvatim. But less than Zayin, the Din Greiro is Mechayiv all the Shvatim together to bring one par. This is what the Rishash wants to be Mechadish, and he has Kama Diyukim in the Sugya to this Pshat. For example, he says that's why the Brayis over here, when it says the Din Greiro, it says Zayin Shvatim, it only says it on the case of Zayin Shvatim. It doesn't say it earlier. Because only by Zayin Shvatim is the Din Greiro that each Shevet brings a par. Now, so Dr. Rishash, that's another Teres to Rashi's Kasha. Rashi asks, why the Braisa say a case of Chatu Beis Shvatim? L'chaira, the same thing applies by Shevet Echad. Dr. Rishash, because by one Shevet, by two Shvatim and by one Shevet, the Din Greiro is only to be Mechayiv the rest of the Shvatim, one par. So we have to tell you, like Rashi answers, and when they bring two parim, when two Shvatim do it, it's Loi Sagilu Mechad, means besides for the Din Greiro, which is only Mechayiv one, each Shevet that does that Veira is Mechayiv their own par. So we have to know how the Shvatim that did the Chet, how many parim do they bring? So there would be half of, you know, that the two together should bring one par. Kamash Malon, each Shevet that does that Veira brings by themselves, they bring two, and besides for that, there's a Din Greiro, which is one for the rest of Kol Yisrael. This is how the Rishash wants to be Medayik in the Gemara. And this would be Pshat and Rashi. Now Rashi himself, his Mefurish, not like this. Rashi in the Mishnah says, the Din Breiro, he says, the Vermaskel, Rabbi Huda Oyma, Zayin Shvatim Shachatim Avi'in Vav Parim, Meshach Shvatim Shalichatim Avi'in Par Par Alitim. Rashi has the gears of Par Par, and Rashi says, Kaloyma Par L'chol Sheva V'Sheva. So Rashi's Mefurish, that you bring parallel choshev v'shev, and Rashi right afterwards says for Amar be Gemara the Zayin the Kamer with the Laf Dafka who had done the sheva echad shachot al pi oras b'zinoi shashash shvadim shalichadim avin like them par par. So Rashi is mefurish that the din par par, which means every sheva brings, is even by sheva echad. The Shash wants to learn the sugya that there's a chilek if one sheva does it. Or Zayin Shvatim, when one sheva, the din grain rose to be mechayev one par for all the Shvatim together, and by Zayin, then it's mechayev each sheva and sheva, and that would answer Rashi's, that would work, would be very good over here in Rashi Shaila. The Karnaira wants to save in a step further. He's Chayzer, he brings the Gemara not like this, but he had a tzad to say that the din grain rose always only mechayev one par. There's never a din to be mechayev each shevet to bring their own par. The din greira, even when you have zayin shvatim, is only to be mechayev one par for all the other shvatim. This is how he wanted to be mitzadid, but lemaisa he brings the gemara later in davav that's mefurish that the din greira is mechayev yud beis parim. In other words, each shevet brings, so he backs out. But the rishash is saying this lemaisa in a case where you have a miyat shvatim, we have one shevet that does it, then the din greira is only going to be to mechayev one par. Now there's another way to be answer Rashi, to answer the Mashal's Kasha, in the Hoyre Gever, from Rabbi Tzal Ranchberg. He says, Pshat Rashi, Al Pi Yisoid in the Rambam, and he wants to say that Rashi holds like this Rambam. Mid Hashem will see the Rambam later on in the Shir, but the Rambam is Mavor, that to say Gerera, you have to have Rav of Klal Yisrael. It means, even though the Gemara says in Amud Beis, that it's enough by Shevet Echod to say Gerera L'shit HaShem Yehuda, but that Shevet Echad has to be Rav of Klal Yisrael. We only say Greira when you have Rav of Klal Yisrael. So if that's the case, then we can answer Rashi that the reason why when there's two Shvatim that did the Chet, you would think that you bring one, is talking about a case where those two Shvatim aren't Rav of Klal Yisrael, which is the normal case that two Shvatim are not a Rav of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, there's no Din Greira, so that's what you would think, it's Tagi Lubachad. And that's what Rashi is saying, no, Lamaisa, the two Shvatim each bring their own power. But he's answering Pasha, there's no din greira in this case because it's talking about when there's not the Rav Klal Yisrael. And Mitzvah Shem, like I said, we'll get back to this Rambam. Now let's go weiter to the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings down two Ibois. One Iboi, two Shailas. One Shailah in Reb Shitas Reb Yehuda and one Shailah in Shitas Reb Shimon. The first Shailah is the Shitas Reb Yehuda. Iboi Elu Shevet Echol Reb Yehuda by Raz Bezin Agadol Mi Maisi Shah Shvatim Eloi. Do we say Greiro in Chitas Rabbi Huda by Shevet Echad? And the Gemara goes on to be Parshat the Shailah from our Mishnah that yes, even Shevet Echad, according to Rabbi Huda, we say Greiro and Mechayev Shashvatim to bring a karma. Then the Gemara has a second Iboi in Chitas of Shimon. Here the Gemara declares, by according to Shimon, Shevet Echad, are they Mechayev Bechlau? The Gemara says, Iboilu, Shevet Echad, also by Raz Badan Agadol, Reb Shimon, Mi Maisi Eloi. Is there a din Bechlal to bring a par by Shevet Echad? And the Gemara goes on and Pashit that there is a din, Fatik from the Mishnah, that there is a din to bring a par by Reb Shimon, because the Gemara says the din of the Mishnah, the Chachamim Oimrim, the Oilamein Chayev, El Raz Badan Agadol, has to be Shitas of Shimon. And you see Klar Yechayev even by Shevet Echad. So that's the Gemara's Pshita saw that according to Reb Shimon, you bring a par for that shevet and a par lebezin even by shevet echad. That's the two ibois of the Gemara. Now the Gemara to both of these ibois tried being pashut the shaila with a brisa, because the brisa says brings a machlokes. Mahein mevien par echad if shimin oimer shnei parim. This machlokes if you bring par echad or shnei parim. And the Gemara said, I was asking b'maya skinon, how could we be oikim this brisa? And the Gemara said, the maskana, the only way to be oikim this braisa, is hacha b'mayiskinon shekigoyin shechatu shisha shvatim v'hein ruban shel kahal v'Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Like we saw, Reb Shimon ben Elazar shita is that you don't need Rav Klal Yisrael and Rav Shvatim. It's enough with shisha v'hein ruban shel kahal or shiva af apish enon ruban shel kahal. So this is how the Gemara is explaining the braisa that has machlekes. If you bring one par or two, the case is that shisha shvatim did the chet v'hein ruban shel kahal. So the Tanakama is Reb Shimon ben Elazar and Chitas Meir that holds to bring one. And the second Tana, which is Reb Shimon, that holds to bring two, he holds to bring one for the Tzibra and one for Bezdin. Now Rashi asks the Shaila right away, why, if it's talking about that Shisha Shvatim did the Chet, But they're not the Rubei Shel Klai Yisrael. But Shisha Shvadim did the Chel. Why, according to Reb Shimon, do you only bring two? Reb Shimon Shita is that you say each Sheva brings a Karbon and Bezdin. So Shisha Shvadim did the Chet. The Chayru, we should bring seven Parim. Shisha, one for each Sheva that did the Chet, and one for Bezdin. Why is the Brisa say two? So Rashi says a Chiddush here, and he's forced to say this. There's no other way to learn the Gemara. Look, Rashi, even though Reb Shimon holds Ed B'Shevet brings, that's only when you have Trey Ruby. When you have the Roiv Minyan of Klai Yisrael and Roiv Shvatim. When you have at least Shiva Shvatim, then we say you bring each Shevet their own part, like the Mishnah's example of Shiva Shvatim. But we have less than Shiva Shvatim when you're missing the Roiv Minyan HaShvatim. Over there's a Rashi. There, even though the Gemara says later that according to Reb Shimon, when Oshevin Achad does a chet, we bring for them and for Bezdin, but you only bring one. This is similar to what we saw in the Rishash, the same type of idea, that there's a chiluk between when you have Rav Minyan Shvatim or not. When you have Rav Minyan Shvatim, then we're Machayiv each Shevet to bring themselves. And when you don't have Rav Minyan Shvatim, we're Machayiv them, but they could all bring together. And Taisvis and the Ramasul Kagoin says Tema. Taisus says, in Rabbi Huda Shita, we see clear in the Gemara that if one Sheva brings it, we say Greiro, and Mechayiv everyone, and they bring, and each Sheva is Mechayiv, and we say Greiro. Now Rabbi Shimon just argues on the din Greiro, but he doesn't argue on the din that each Sheva is Mechayiv. So if in Shitas Rabbi Huda, even when there's a Mi'at Shvatim, each Shevet brings. So the Chayro and Reb Shimon, even when they're Mi'at Shvatim, each Shevet should bring. Where is the Gemara getting from? A new Machlekes in Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon. If when we have a minion of Shvatim, that's less than Roiv, if we have six Shvatim, if each Shevet brings or not. Rashi said, the Hezber, but Mechetesi, how the Gemara know this? If Reb Yudah himself is Mavor not like this. So the Chazanish, he says a Shtikel Hezber, now Rabbi Huda in the Sefer of the Mishnah says that if a Shevet Echad does Alpi Ha'raz Bez Dinoi, that Shevet is Mechoyev. So in Rabbi Huda Shita, we see klar that each Shevet, if one Shevet does it, they're Mechoyev. The Gemara had a Iboy in Rabbi Shimon, what the din is by Shevet Echad if they do a Chet, maybe not Mechoyev Bechlal. But in Rabbi Huda, there's no such Shaila, because Rabbi Huda says in the Sefer Lehedya that if a Shevet Echad does the Chet, they bring a par. So if Bezin Agadol is like Gara, if one Shevet doesn't Alpi Bezin Agadol, if Adi bring one. So Zog the Chazanish, for that same reason, if we have two Shvatim that do Alpi Bezin Agadol, according to Reb Shimon, those two Shvatim are Mechoyev, according to Reb Yehuda, those two Shvatim are going to be Mechoyev, each their own Karbon, because it's like Gara from the Bezdina. When the Bezdin gives a Psak, and each Shevet did it, is like Gara that if their own Bezdin would give it, that Shevet's Bezdin would give the Psak, and each Shevet did it. Mali, if two Bezdins gave the psak and each Shevet did alpi their Bezdin, or if the Bezdin Agadol gave it and each Shevet followed the Bezdin Agadol's psak. So that's why in Rabbi Huda we knew for sure that even if we know, and the halacha is that if two Shvatim do it, they're chayiv two Karbanos even without the din of Greira. Hashem came according to Reb Shimon there lemaskana, because like Rashi, like the Mars Mavor, that you only mechoyev one par until you have Rav Hashvatim. So this is what comes out in the Sugya according to Rashi and Tosfos. Now there's one more kasha to mention. The Karanoira asks the kasha that the Gemara at the end was oikim this brisa that brought a machlokes. If you chayev one par and Reb Shimon says you chayev two, the Gemara was making it kegoin shachatu shisha shvatim vein rubei shel kal v'Reb Shimon ben Elazari. For the Karanoira, why does it have to say shisha shvatim did the chet? Why couldn't the Gemara be oikimet when Shevet Echad did the Chet? Shevet Echad did the Chet, v'hein Rubei Shel Kahal. So, L'chayr Reb Shimon ben Elazar would say over there also, Shevet Echad v'hein Rubei Shel Kahal. So we have Rav of Klai, so you should also be Chayiv a par. So that should be the Kimto, the Tanakama's Reb Shimon ben Elazar, and therefore you Chayiv one par because you have Rav of Klai, so. And Reb Shimon holds, you Chayiv two because the Shevet that did the Chet brings, and also Bezdin brings. And if we say like this, we wouldn't have to come on to the Chiddush that Rashi and Tosfos are saying that even according to Reb Shimon, until you have Roiv Minyan HaShvatim, until you have seven Shvatim, you're only Chayiv one par for the Shvatim that do it. The Rashi is saying, if six Shvatim do it, they only bring one par. One for the Tzibra, one for Bezdin. We wouldn't need this Chiddush. So why didn't the Gemara say this? So the Karnayr brings the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that holds you need one of the two Raivs, either Raiv Shiva Shvatim or Raiv Klal Yisrael, Zakta Yerushalmi, that's only if we have Shisha Shvatim. That Raiv Klal Yisrael by itself works is Dafka by Shisha Shvatim. Where you have half the number of Shvatim, six Shvatim, then the Rav Minyan of Klal Yisrael could make the difference and be considered Rav. But if you wouldn't have Shisha Shvatim, you would have Miat Shvatim, you would have five, you would have one, you would have Miat Shvatim, then even Rav Shimon ben Elazar hold that it's not enough with Rav Klal Yisrael. That's what the Yerushalmi is before. And like the Karnayr, that's why the Gemara doesn't say this. L'maisa, our Gemara by us is not so mashma like this, because the Gemara on Amud Aleph, on the bottom, where it learns out the din of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, has a stira on the psukim, v'haya me'enei ha'eda, which is mashma mi'uta, and then it says kilchol ha'mishkaga, which is mashma roiv. The Gemara answered that when it says mi'et, it's talking about the when you have roiv shvatim, and when it says you need roiv, it's talking about the minyan, the when you have mi'et minyan ha'shvatim. So there, it's pashtas mashma a mi'et, even less than six. And al-kapanim, this is what the Karnayr brings from the Yerushalmi. So this is what comes out the few shitas Rashi and Tosfos in the sugya. Now the Rambam over here has a different shita. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph, he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that each shevet brings a par. But this is his lashon. He says over there towards the end of the halacha, he says that bein she'asu roiv Yisrael afal pi shehen miet minyan hashvatim bein she'asu roiv hashvatim afal pi shehen miet kol Yisrael. Which means you have either one type of Rav, either Rav Shvatim or Rav Kaisal. Mevian, he says you bring Kaminyan Kol HaShvatim, and by Vadazar you bring Paran and Sawyer. And then he says, Afilu Asa Shevet Echad Bilvad, Vahu Rav HaKal. The Rambam sticks in a klal that when Rav Shevet does it, and we say Greira, Vahu Rav HaKal, Arei Kol HaTzibah Mevian Yud Beis Parim, Uba Vadazar Yud Beis Parim, Yud Beis Irim. Now the Rambam says that Vahu Rav HaKal, we always, there's a Tanai here, we have to have Rav HaKal. So the Shaila is, who's the Rambam paskening like? The Maisa and Agamar, we have, this sounds like Shitas or Belazar Reb Shimon, that holds you have to have one of the two Ravs. And even by Shevet Echad, where you are Mechuyu, we have to have Rav HaKal. But Meidach, the Rambam's paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, because the Rambam's saying that this is the greater, that's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So who's the Rambam paskening like? So if you look at the Kasef Mishnah over there, he says that the Rambam's paskening like both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. The Rambam's paskening like Rabbi Yehuda that is a din greira and each shevet brings a karbon. And he's also paskening like Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon that you need to have one out of the two Ravs. You have to have either Rav Minyan HaShvatim or Rav Klal Yisrael. So the Kasef Mishnah is learning, the Rambam's learning, you have to have, we're paskening like both of them. Now Agav, Lefidus Kasef Mishnah, we see Mefurish, not like the Yerushalmi that the Karnayr just brought down. Because the Rambam, if the Rambam's passing like Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, the Rambam says, Lehedya, even Shevet Echad that does the Chet, Vahu Reiv HaKahal, he says that you bring a carbon. We said Yerushalmi says that the only time Reiv HaKahal works is if you have Akopanim Shisha Shvatim, if you have at least half. So this would be Mefurish, not like the Yerushalmi. But Akopanim, this is how the Karnayr is learning in the Rambam. Now this is a shtickle chiddush that we could plug in the shita of Reb Shimon ben Elazar in Reb Yehuda shita because Pashas Reb Shimon ben Elazar is going in shita Ser Meir. It could be we could be mefarish the Rambam, and this is how it's mashman some of the achrayim, that the Rambam is paskening like Reb Yehuda. But the Rambam's saying that our entire Gemara is klar the entire time. You have to have Rav Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says in Kol Adas Yisrael Yishku, we have to have a Rav minion of Klal Yisrael. That was a given in the entire sugya. After we have Rav Klal Yisrael, now there's a Shiloh in the Shvatim. Then the Gemara is working after that. But the Aleph, the first step is we have to have Rav Klal Yisrael. So that's our whole sugya. They have to have Rav Klal Yisrael because that's what the pasuk says in Kol Adas Yisrael Yishku, which means the minion of Klal Yisrael. But Al-Kabanim, however you learn the Rambam is mavur. That you need to have one type of roiv. You have to have some type of roiv in order to be mechayiv, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, there's a machlekes here. I had to understand the Rambam. The Lacha Mishnah and also the Lakutei Halachas from the Chavetz Chaim. They're mavor that the Rambam is just talking about the din greira. In other words, if one shevet would do the avera and there would be a mit of Klal Yisrael, which you don't have any raves. You only have one shevet, and you also have a meat of kaisel. Avada, the Rambam would agree that you're mechayiv. That's how they understand. The Rambam is just saying in Hilchos Greiro, to say the chiddush din of Greiro and Rabbi Huda, which the Gemara said is even by shevet echod, over there there's a tnai, like the Rambam, you have to have mehushayiv rave kaisel. You have to have rave kaisel. But that's only for Greiro. Without Greiro, without the din Greiro, avada, shevet echod will be chayiv even with on a meat. However, the Karen Oiro, he's mavur in the Rambam, that he learned in the Rambam that you want to be mechayev b'chlal unless you have Rav Klai Yisrael. This Tanai of Rav Klai Yisrael is a Tanai in being mechayev, not only a Tanai in the Din Greiro. Now, this machlekes would be a nafkamino and an answer a kash on the Rambam. The Achreinim, the Mogin Geborim, and the Hurri Gever, they ask a kash on the Rambam that if you're only mechayev when you have at least Rav of Klai Yisrael, why couldn't the Gemara be oikim the Braisa that had a machlekes, the Tanakama that was mechayev one par, and Reb Shimon that was mechayev two? Why can't the Gemara be oikim it in a case where there was one shevet did the chet, and they were a miyat of Klal Yisrael? So the Gemara's whole problem was that if it's Reb Shitas Reb Yehuda, you should be mechayev all 12 shvatim. According to the Rambam, you need to have Rav Klal Yisrael. So if we're oikim it by one shevet, that's a miyat of Klal Yisrael, so then it'll be very good. It's Shitas Reb Yehuda, and even Reb Yehuda agrees that only we only bring one carbon because you don't have a rave of Klai Yisrael. And Reb Shimon holds Yechayev too, one for the Klai Yisrael, one for Besdin. Why couldn't the Gemara be answered this as Prat and the Braisa? So this is totally in the Machlekes we just said over between the Lecha Mishnah and the Kutei Lachas against the Karen Oiro. Because Lafi the Karen Oiro, this Kasha wouldn't be Shver. Because the Karen Oiro's understanding in the Rambam that in Rabbi Huda, if you don't have rave of Klai Yisrael, you wouldn't be Mechayev Bechlal in a carbon. You're only Mechayev in the carbon if you have Rav Klai Yisrael. So we can't be oikim the Braisa because Hai Gavna, the one Sheva did it on their Mia Klai Yisrael, because then there's no Chiv Bechlal. So this Kasha wouldn't start according to the Karen Oiro. However, according to the Lecha Mishnah and the Lukutei Halachos, that your Vada, your Arma Chiv, only the Din Greiro is totally in Rav Klai Yisrael. So then this Kasha is back Shver. This Kasha is like a good Kasha. Why couldn't the Gemara be pushed to say that it's talking about a case where one Sheva did it and they were Mia of Klai Yisrael? So you'd have to say that the Gemara didn't want to do this because Minastam, it's Mashma, we're talking about a case even when Rav Klai Yisrael did the Avera. And in a case when Rav Klai Yisrael did the Avera, it can't be going like Shitas Reb Yehuda because Reb Yehuda should say Adin Greiro. So this comes out a little bit Tachak. Now, Lefi the Shitas Rambam, when the Gemara answered that this Braisa is going like Shimon ben Elazar, and it's talking about Chagun Shechatu Shisha Shvatim Ve'nu Be'shal Kahal, so now we don't have to come out to the chiddush of Rashi and Tosfos that were mechadish in Shitas Reb Shimon that by shevet echod or miyat shvatim you're not mechuyev per each shevet v'shevet, because according to the Rambam we could say pshat in this brayse is it's kufa talking about chachatu shitas shvatim is lav dafka, it's talking about we have one shevet at the chet, it's lav dafka the Gemara. You know, in Shisha Shvatim and Nubesh Akal, just to borrow Lashon, because that's what Reb Shimon ben Elazar's Lashon was. But the Gemara's Ikar Kavanah is that one Shevet did it, and they were Rav of Klai Yisrael. So you have a Miat Shvatim and Rav of Klai Yisrael. So the Tanakam holds Yechayiv, or Kar ben Echod, because it's going in Reb Shimon ben Elazar. And Reb Shimon holds Yechayiv too, because we're talking about that only one Shevet did it. So Yechayiv too, one for that Shevet, and one for Bezdin. So like the Rambam, this would be that's kufa how he learned the Gemara.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.